passed. And first, are there any citizen comments? Citizen comments? All right, seeing none, then we'll move on. I have nothing to report. Are there any committee members who do? Jeff?
I would just like to let you know that 2 days ago, the Joint Services Board approved a contract with New World to do our software. We settled on the contract and the number, and it went very well. I just would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody from Joint Services and from all the end users, the sheriff, police, everybody, fire, everybody for their input, and the staffs from the city and county that worked on it. It has been a long and arduous process, long time in coming, and we definitely do need it. So I just want to thank everybody involved for getting us to this point. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask a question about this agenda. Are you made aware of everything that's put on the agenda, Chairman?
Yes.
Okay, are you aware that this CABA thing wasn't in our packet when we got it? And it wasn't even delivered to the courthouse until Tuesday? And the agenda had to be, that's got to stop. As far as I'm concerned, if that doesn't happen, I'm not gonna vote for anything that I don't have backup. This thing is, contract is 7 pages, and if I didn't get a call from the secretary, I probably wouldn't have had it until I got here. Then I'm supposed to act on it? Come on. Hey, right.
Well, you're certainly free to make a motion to...
I make a motion that from now on...
Why don't we wait until we get to the item first?
Okay.
I'm not talking about
the procedure for this agenda. When we get it, we should have it in our packet when we get it.
I agree.
And not have to be called 3 days later and say, well, if you want it, it's on the internet, go print it.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we take that up?
We had this last time.
You raised it before, and I think it's a good point.
I did, and it didn't do any good.
All right, any other comments or reports from the committee? All right, seeing none, then we'll move on to item number 5, the minutes of January 15th.
Move to approve.
Second.
The minutes are in front of you. Are there any additions or corrections?
Right.
All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? They are approved. And now we'll move to item number 6. Todd, do you want to see? All right, this is the agreement that Supervisor Frederick referred to between the county and CABA regarding the loan fund as well as Business Park development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is, I think, was introduced. This was introduced to last meeting, I believe, by Mr. Gritchen and Mr. Battle, and Todd Battle here to indicate the reasons for it and what it's intended for. I'm here to talk about the ins and outs of the resolution or the contract that is associated with it. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Battle.
Yeah, thank you, Bernie, members of the committee. We were here last month to share a concept, which really is a reappropriation of monies that sit in a revolving loan fund and utilizing those for the development of a business park in Western Kenosha County. I think at that time we shared some of the reasons and the rationale behind that move. We continue to pursue that development opportunity with the town of Salem. And in order to affect that, we needed to amend the county revolving loan fund contract. So I think there's both a resolution and a draft amendment to the contract that's before you. And I can elaborate on the progress with the park, and I'm happy to answer questions about the rationale. But really, we're looking for support from this group to allow the use of the county revolving loan fund for a business park in Salem in Western Kenosha County.
Perhaps the committee, just to refresh your recollection, we did talk about this in general at the last meeting. I met prior to there too with the county executive, as did Kim and our chairman. But why don't you just focus for the committee's attention on the specific language which was changed, which is not terribly substantial, but it is substantive.
Well, I might address that.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman. The section that was added that's entirely new is the business development and administration, and it starts on page one, and it talks about the existing balance in the revolving loan fund at the current time is $1,250,000 approximately. The business park development is the new part, and that's the section that says 1, 2, and 3, what they can do to assist creation of a TIF district. The actual mechanics, Mr. Battle can go through. This is general language in the contract, given authority to switch from just making loans, which the revolving loan fund has done before, to also providing incentives for making a business park in a town, basically west of the island. And so the new parts are that they could buy, sell, lease, or obtain or transfer legal title and other legal interest in real estate. This is a series of things they can do under the contract. So it starts off with real estate. They can participate in developing the necessary infrastructure, which is the sewer, the roads, the lights, etc., to make it shovel ready. And enter into agreements with municipalities for improving those things, the water, the grading, etc., and other necessary attributes. And then they can develop, market, and improve the real estate and business part. Paragraph 2 allows them to engage the services of professionals such as attorneys, accountants, financial advisors, engineers, civil planners, insurance agents, brokers, and other professionals as necessary and useful to build and operate a modern business industrial park. The third paragraph allows them to use the existing CABA loan programs to encourage business owners to locate their businesses in such a business park according to the rules of the loan programs. That's the existing loan programs. Those rules haven't really changed. Those are the same since 1997. And the fourth paragraph, that they should segregate proceeds from sales, leases, repayments of the expenditure, et cetera, for the business park to the county revolving loan fund to fund future loans and similar park development. So that's basically the big change, to go strictly from loans and to use the existing balance for also to encourage a municipality to create a business park. And I think Mr. Battle can better describe why it's necessary for that incentive to or assistance for the town of Salem.
And I would just jump on that. We talked last time we were here about these funds were allocated to support economic development. We have a substantial amount of loan fund reserves. The demand for loans and the use of those loans as an incentive can be challenging. There's many of the projects that we come into contact with have ready access to capital. Our interest rates aren't substantially lower than what they can obtain from conventional markets. And so we have, you know, this resource that has been put in place to support economic development, and it's not really being fully utilized. Hence the effort to request the change. We've done a fair amount of analysis in the county about the availability of small lots for small and medium-sized manufacturing companies to expand onto. Very, very little of that type of property in Kenosha in general, almost none of that type of property in western Kenosha County. So we do kind of view this as a reasonable use, fitting the purpose and mission of our economic development programs, and something that we could use as kind of a leg up to spur and encourage more development, and particularly in this instance, west of the I. So I'd be happy to answer questions or address specific items that you might have questions about.
Jeff?
I believe I asked this the last time, but I want to make sure that we don't use up this money and forego opportunities to get other businesses here. Can you just expound on, I think I asked last time, but just to refresh everybody.
In round numbers, the total amount of capital under management in all of the various revolving loan fund programs that we oversee for the county and the city and other entities is roughly $30 million. Today, we have about $15 million in loans outstanding. So if we were to allocate $3 million for a business park, we'd still have roughly $12 million of loan fund reserves. So we feel that's more than adequate.
So we wouldn't lose any business.
In a last calendar year, 2014, we did about $5 million of new financing.
Okay.
And, you know, the concept is revolving loans, so we're constantly getting payments of principal and interest in the door as well. So I think we'd be in pretty good shape.
I also heard a comment about competing against other business parks. What is the space availability? And why don't you give us an overview of, lot by lot, but availability in other business parks? Is this going to be any type of competition for any other county business parks or city business parks?
So that's something we concern ourselves with. We do not want to be competing with the private sector, real estate development community, or compromising the market in any way. That's one of the reasons we've focused almost entirely on Western Kenosha County in this instance. There is a fair amount of development activity in Pleasant Prairie and Kenosha, and some speculation in Summers and other locations east of the eye. If you look at our existing kind of ready inventory of business park space, with the acquisition of a last big lot in the business park of Kenosha by Kennel, when they located their factory in the community, the business park of Kenosha is effectively about 99% built out. There remain three lots in the park. One of those lots will have a spec building constructed on it this spring. Two other lots are, maybe totaling about 4 total acres in a 230-acre park. So for all intents and purposes, built out. The Kenosha Industrial Park, which is a little bit older park, it was really kind of the first city industrial park just west of Green Bay Road, is effectively entirely built out. There's a building being developed in that park right now that's kind of on the last available lot in that park. And then Lakeview Corporate Park, which is kind of one of our larger industrial parks, kind of the flagship park in the community in terms of size and scope. That's about a 1,600-acre industrial park. Currently, there are roughly probably about 200 acres in varying sizes of lots that could be available or readily available for development. So that park is about 85% built out. Just in terms of, there are some other efforts by private sector developers to bring industrial property online. There's an effort by Venture One to do a business park in Pleasant Prairie. There's an effort by Bridge to do a business park in land in Paris that has been annexed into the city, and a few others. I would say the difference, if we're trying to say we do not want to compete, is many of those developments are led by nationally recognized, very sizable industrial development firms that really have their eyes set on larger scale development. We're trying to take an 80-acre parcel and turn it into a 65-acre business park with 9 to 10 lots of 3 to 8 acres each. We're trying to get somebody that wants to buy a 5-acre lot and build a 50,000-square-foot building. They might be trying to build a 500,000-square-foot building and find a national tenant to lease it up. So I think we're almost intentionally in a very different complementary role to some of the large-scale institutional development that's going on in the I-94 corridor.
Okay, thank you. That's all, Mr. Chair.
Rick, you agree?
Oh, Jeff asked one of the questions I was going to ask. Competition in existing industrial parks, but logistically speaking, I think if I was going to develop an industrial park, the best place to do that would be on the I-94 corridor. Is it in our best interest to develop that far out?
Yeah, good question. And again, maybe back a little bit back to the competition, but a little bit back to trying to have a niche and complement what's going on. We think there is a fair amount of industrial development that's still going to occur on I-94, and it's already happening. There are large national developers doing that. The economics of doing that are pretty substantial in terms of land prices and development costs. We're not trying to compete with that. We're not trying to replace that. We're saying that Western Kenosha County really hasn't had as many opportunities to share in the economic development that other parts of the eastern part of the county have. And we think a business park in the town of Salem could do very well, targeting small to medium-sized users. We don't think it will happen without an effort like this where the town and Cobb are involved in a partnership and there's some level of subsidy to do that park. The private sector would prefer to put their capital on I-94. So we clearly get that we're probably providing some level of subsidy to initiate this business park in Western Kenosha County, but doing it more from a, it's good for the entire community and it's particularly good for Western Kenosha County as opposed to it's the best way to get a return on investment developing industrial real estate. It's not. You know, if you were looking for highest value add real estate play, you'd be along the interstate. I agree.
Further discussion here.
How many businesses? I know you said you. I think last time you said you had some interest, but you couldn't say. How many inquiries have you had to locate in that area if there was a business park industrial? I mean, have we had some, a lot?
Yeah, there's some interest. I would say it's kind of hard for somebody to express a lot of interest when it's basically a cornfield. I mean, we're not getting people knocking on the door saying we'd like to buy a lot in your industrial park because it's not an industrial park. Mm-hmm. So it's been more us.
I guess businesses looking to locate out there. Yeah.
It's been probably more us talking to prospective companies that are generally interested in a location in southeast Wisconsin or Kenosha County and making them aware of this potential business park coming online. And I think there's interest in it. If we didn't feel that there was appropriate demand or demand for it, we're going to be on the hook for a substantial amount of money and we're going to be on the hook for a pretty big stranded investment. If we didn't feel like we could sell those lots, I don't think we'd be making the case for this type of investment either. So I feel reasonably confident that there's demand for that. We've had some interest already, though I would say it's hard to get a tremendous amount of interest until we have product. We don't really have any product to sell yet, other than, you know, like a site map.
One other, can I just ask a follow-up? If, say, for whatever reason you couldn't sell X amount of lots, do you feel the value of the land, we'd be able to recoup the investment to cover the cost, or would we be on the hook, I guess?
Yeah, so the price that we will buy the land at, we're buying kind of raw, unimproved land, and we'll be making substantial improvements to it through, you know, roads and water and sewer. So certainly the value of the land will be substantially more once we're done, regardless. That said, we're involved with the town of Salem in financing some of those improvements. So if we have a kind of a forecast and a projection about how we think these lots would sell over time, there's risk here. If we didn't sell those lots at the rate that we felt, some of our investment would be at risk because we wouldn't, you know, generate the lot sales we expect. Also, we need the park to develop so that the TIF district performs. We need to generate tax base in there. So there is risk that if we don't perform and sell the lots, that some of the funds that we've invested into buying the land and improving it would be at risk.
Ron.
What risk does Salem take?
Yeah, so Salem, there are kind of two big parts to this development. One is kind of land acquisition. So in round figures, there's about $1.4 million in property acquisition total. And then we have a budget of about, not final, but in round numbers,
start
about
that again. There's $1.4
million of property acquisition.
Okay.
And there's about $6 million worth of total improvements, water system upgrades, roads, water, sewer, grading.
So
there's about a $7.4 million total project cost.
So we're on the hook for some of that.
We're in for about
$3
million
plus
or minus.
And maybe get stuck with something that's not going to happen, right?
Say that again.
We're gonna put sewer and water there, and maybe you got stuck with something that's not gonna happen because you're not sure, right? Isn't that what you said? It's a risk, right?
There's certainly risk, yes.
So Kenosha County's taking a risk. What risk is Salem taking?
CABA is putting about $2 million in. We're asking your support for the county to use $1 million from the CRLF, and the town of Salem's going to bond for about $5 million.
Okay.
So everybody in this...
Because you didn't say that right off the bat. I just wanted to know everybody's got...
Right. All the parties in this would be in a kind of a long marriage, and they'd be joined at the hip, and we'd be working together to ensure success, but everybody's got a fair amount of risk.
Okay.
Further discussion? Yeah?
Yeah. I just wanted to make a comment. Any industrial park, there's risk with. Any venture like this. I mean, with the city industrial parks, and, you know, we didn't go in, you know, as a city resident and a taxpayer, we didn't go in and, you know, wait until they approached us to build it. I mean, every time you do a business park or some type of speculative thing, there's risk. And I think that we've proven the track record in Kenosha County. I'm not these comments aren't directed at you. I just want to make sure anybody who listens to this and the people we have here understand that there are risks with everything. It's not pointed at you. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that these have been calculated out, thought out, and, you know, the possible gain outweighs the risk in this situation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the way we look at it, maybe to echo some, it'd certainly be safer for CABA to just wait for people to knock on our door and ask for loans than for us to go put $3 million into a real estate deal in Western Kenosha County to build a business park with a not quite proven market. It'd certainly be safer. We're trying to make the argument safer isn't necessarily good for driving growth and development and jobs and investment in the county. Our county and community has really kind of been a leader of being progressive, investing in its infrastructure, doing things to encourage economic development, and being kind of out front. This is, you know, certainly be safer to just sit back and go, we got a lot of money in the loan funds, we'll wait till people knock on our door and ask for a loan. We think it's probably better for the community to go out and take a little bit of risk in a measured way and build some infrastructure and some shovel-ready sites that we feel reasonably confident will help us land new businesses and new employment opportunities for Kenosha County. So there is some risk, though. There's no question about it.
Rick?
Well, I know for the past 15 years, the way the language has been, you've done a terrific job, and I compliment you on that. You've also presented a good case. However, and I don't know if I need to talk to Corporation Counsel, is there a way to structure this contract in case of a default that Kenosha County would get first priority on repayment?
The money... our money that's going to CABA is under the stewardship of CABA once it's there. You mean when they go to market it?
If it was, if the business transaction failed and yeah. Somebody's, you know, there's risk.
Yeah, there'll always be some value out there, especially when you improve it with
right.
Sewer and water.
And I would like to see the county be the first priority.
Yeah, CABA's revolving loan fund, the county's
right.
Revolving loan fund. I think the agreement between CABA and the town of Salem is going to control that, not this contract. It's the contract between CABA and the town of Salem. And I think that's still in the formative stages. I don't think that's reduced to pen and paper yet. What's the concept of that?
Yeah, so good question. So we've outlined that there would be about a $3 million investment coming from CABA. $2 million of that from non-county unrestricted funds that CABA manages, about $1 million from this fund if you so consented. We have about $1.4 million of property acquisition to do, and we are anticipating that we make about a $1.6 million loan to Salem to help cover the improvements to the land. Essentially, if you're familiar with how tax increment financing works, we would have a pay-as-you-go TID loan. We'd essentially make a loan, and we would get paid back over time. We do not anticipate that this particular piece of debt would be the priority. Actually, the town is going to issue general obligation debt, and we've specifically contemplated that our loan would be subordinate to those GO bonds, and we've done that through talking with financial advisor, town, county. There really is, we really want to ensure that the town of Salem wouldn't default on GO debt. So our piece would, you know, be at risk, and it'd be subordinate to that. The difference is, you know, we also will extract a majority of the property sales. So as lots are sold, those revenues first come to CABA in a proportionate share to the CRLF fund and to the CABA investment. So we've got kind of two ways out: selling property and getting paid back from lot sales, and then as the development comes online, the tax increment financing would begin to perform and pay off the town's bonds. Once it does that, it would pay us back for our infrastructure investment. I hope that answered your question, but we're not expecting that the note from the CRLF or CABA would be first priority. We think in the debt structure, the town's general obligation debt has to have priority.
And who's to say that the TIF couldn't be extended by Salem? The length of the TIF. I know we've had that problem in Kenosha here.
The way that we have tried to map this out is it would be an industrial TIF with a 20-year life. Ellers, who's the financial advisor for the town and the county as well, is basically trying to present a scenario where we would ensure that the TIF would pay off and retire, hopefully a couple of years before, you know, the debts associated with this project would be retired a couple of years before the end of the useful life of the TIF. And as far as somebody seeking to extend it, I'm not so sure about that. I think that, you know, frankly, from the town's perspective, I think they would also like to have this development and the TIF retired, and then be able to get the general fund revenues from having this type of development in their town.
Right.
Would the same conditions, the jobs that are created, they would still have the, you know, we have, like, what was, I don't know how much an hour, would we still have that so that anybody came in would know that they have to pay a living wage?
That's in there.
It's in the CRLF agreement. So if somebody's getting a loan, they certainly, those terms are spelled out. It's in the high impact fund agreement.
So
if somebody's getting
part,
a high impact fund. But I would just say, once this $1 million is placed into the investment in land and the investment in infrastructure, it is not necessarily like a loan. We're going to need to be selling property, and so it is not something that we contemplated. I would just say it this way: once we invest that level of time and energy and resources and money into that business park, we are certainly going to be focused on ensuring that the types of companies that come in there are fitting of that type of investment.
Okay.
But it'd be a little bit different than putting a condition in a loan, because in this instance, somebody would be writing a contract to buy property.
Yeah, there's no sense in creating
us
jobs that aren't going to pay anybody enough said, I guess.
All right, further discussion?
Move to approve. Second.
All right, further discussion on the proposal. And those are the only changes in the agreement, correct?
No, there's a lot of changes in the agreement because of the form of the agreement was antiquated, and I modernized it, and I put in more protections for the county. Basically.
Do you feel that any of that should be brought to the committee's attention right now?
Well, we spelled out some things that were sort of understood. We spelled out specific insurance requirements, levels of protection. We spelled out bonding provisions against, which has never been an issue, but just in case somebody was to misappropriate funds, we spelled out the term. Which was open-ended before, and now it's fixed. And we put in the modern ethics policy that we put in on all of our contracts now, things like that to modernize the contract.
All right, further discussion? I've seen none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's unanimous, and we'll circulate the approval form. All right. Thank you. You want to move on then to the loan report?
Lori, that would be that resolution.
Bernie.
All right, do you have your report in front of you?
I suggest that you both be at the county board meeting Tuesday night, because some of the things are going to have to be explained to, I'm sure you know that, okay.
All right, go ahead on the loan fund.
Yeah, so you have a report, you should have a report in front of you dated January 29th, which is essentially is just the year-end fourth quarter report from CABA to the County Finance Committee for the various loan funds, high-impact fund, and service contract that we have with you. There are some notes in there just about recent development activity, our business retention program, companies called on, loans made throughout the year, and then there are the four kind of itemized reports that cover each of the revolving loan funds, the EDA loan fund, the CRLF, which we were just discussing, and the Consolidated Kenosha County Community Development Block Grant Fund. And you'll just see reports on the various outstanding loans in each of those, as well as just a kind of a reconciliation of the balances in those funds. I'd be certainly happy to answer any questions about any of the items in the report. Otherwise, it's included in your packet and there.
Are there any either problem areas or positive things that you want to bring to our attention that are new from last time?
I mean, if you look under like the EDA revolving loan fund, we had a payoff from X10. We issued new debt to Allied Plastic. That would be the two kind of notable items there. In the county revolving loan fund, no significant new items. And also in the CKC fund, no substantial or outstanding new items.
All right. Rick.
On what you've got numbered page 10. Kenosha County Business Loans Revolving Loan Fund Quarterly Status Report, October 1st. Okay, you have less administrative allocations for 2014, $108,279. In the footnote below, you're talking about default legal counsel. Is that part of that cost? Is that in here? The legal counsel working on collection?
Is the legal fees in there?
Yeah, Paddock Lake Heights and default legal counsel working on collection. The cost for the legal counsel is...
We periodically pay legal fees. I'm not entirely sure where they're accounted for on that particular quarter. We may not have had legal bills. That loan has been in default for a substantial period of time. We may not have necessarily incurred legal fees in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Isn't that explained above? Less bank loan service legal expense, you have zero?
Yeah, so that would tend to lead me to believe we probably didn't have any legal fees in the fourth quarter related to this. This is a report just covering October 1 through 12/31. That loan's been in default for a substantial period of time, so we may just be monitoring it. We may not have had any specific legal fees.
I see it.
Okay, any other discussion?
Move to receive and file the report.
Second.
Is there any discussion on receiving and filing? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you, Todd. And then the final item under your section is just a brief report on potential development for the Dairyland site if that does not become a casino, and that certainly appears to be what is accurate.
Yeah, I'm just sending a couple of items around, maybe just for your review. With respect to that, you know, we've talked a little bit about this, Chairman Rose. I'm a little bit reluctant to offer a lot of speculation about what may or may not happen at that site. I think, as you're all well aware, it's a privately owned piece of property. There's been an effort to establish a casino there. There's, remaining some time, I guess, on the Bureau of Indian Affairs approval. And the parties that own the property or control the property are still pursuing that. So I'm a little bit reluctant to offer too much speculation about what might happen there. I think what I would just talk generally about is by sharing the couple items I put in front of you, We're certainly seeing a tremendous amount of development activity in the Kenosha County area. The I-94 corridor continues to be a pretty attractive market. We see a tremendous amount of demand. Primarily, we work a lot in industrial development. We've seen companies like Kennall and Amazon and Meijer and Niagara Bottling and Incinerator and U-Line establish and build new facilities in the area. So we certainly feel like a prime piece of property, a couple hundred acres in size, next to the Kenosha Airport at the I-94 Highway 158 interchange is pretty marketable and has value, but you know, probably pretty challenging at this point to say exactly what it might be in the future. That wouldn't just be speculation. I would say probably with respect to how the casino issue is resolved, the property owners of that will probably need to go through a process determining what they want to do with the site, marketing it, making sure it's properly zoned. But I would just say generally, I would imagine that there would be a fair amount of demand for that property, that site, that location. And so I wouldn't anticipate that it would be a difficult to move or a difficult to develop site. It's a great site in a very good location.
And what is this article that you passed around after casino rejection? What's next?
Yeah, so this was just this was recently appeared in a recent edition of the Biz Times. The Biz Times interviewed a number of regional real estate development firms and brokers in the Milwaukee and Chicago market for their thoughts and opinions on what might happen at that site. I just thought it might be insightful to share that in terms of what are people in the industry saying as they think about that site and what potential it has. So I just thought I would share that. I saw that a week or so ago and thought it was kind of interesting.
Very good. Any discussion, questions? All right, seeing none, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We'll move on to the next item, number 9, Joint Services Resolution, approving disbursement of funds for the software and joint services. Tom.
Good evening. Tom Genthener, Kenosha Joint Services. I'm here about the approval for the resolution to disperse funds for the Kenosha Joint Services software. We have completed contract negotiations with New World System. The board approved that contract the other night. If there's any questions about specific functionality, we have a couple of different subject matter experts. Josh Nielsen, the manager from the communications department, is here. Rhonda Maney, the manager for records. And our project manager, Mark Rausch, is here as well. And we can answer any questions in that regard. The contract ended up being $3,281,000, and I'm sure as everybody remembers, the original estimate for this project was placed at $3 million, so a little bit over the original estimate. There are several different drivers that brought that into play. As I understand it, the remaining money will need to be put in the budget for both the city and county next year, and we look forward to moving ahead with New World and getting this project underway and completed as soon as possible. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I ask for your approval on the resolution.
Discussion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, is there a further discussion on this?
Yeah. Aaron. How much was it over budget, you said?
$281,000.
Okay. All right, further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, passes.
Thank you.
All right, UW Extension budget amendment to accept a grant for STEM project.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. We were invited to put forward a proposal to the CLOS Charitable Trust, and we chose to expand our robotics or STEM program for science, technology, engineering, and math to expand that to the western part of the county. We currently have programs here in the city of Kenosha through Kenosha Unified, but we haven't had anything in the western part of the county. So this gave us an opportunity with some extra funds if we could get the grant to then in, implement that same program in the western part of the county. We partnered with Trevor Wilmot Grade School. They were delighted, actually thrilled that we would consider that as them as a partner. We put forward the proposal. We were fortunate enough to receive $10,000. And so our request tonight is to amend our budget to accept the $10,000 for the project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sheriff, is that you?
Lieutenant Bill Beck, Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, and here in my role as Deputy Director of Emergency Management. What you have before you is a resolution to accept a grant for $30,000 to update the hazard mitigation project for Kenosha County. There is a $10,000 match that's in kind, which basically means it's the time of our staff in the EOC. So there's really no out-of-pocket additional expense for Kenosha County.
All right, discussion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right, item number 12, Public Works on the snowmobile funding. John.
This is the same standard grant that I ask for every year. We've been receiving since the 70s. It's a 100% grant to fund the maintenance and landowner payments for the state-funded portion of the Kenosha County snowmobile trail. That's basically about it. There's no cost to the county. We just administer the funding.
Is this correct? $19,225, is that the figure on the... It's not in the resolution, but with the attachment, is that correct?
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion, Jeff?
This has been in place since the 70s?
We've been receiving this funding probably since the late 70s when the trail opened.
I wasn't even born yet.
All right, I lied.
It's true.
It's hard to believe another year went by.
I know.
It's like we just did it. Time goes too fast.
All right, further relevant discussion?
Yeah.
Hey, every time I talk, it's relevant.
We just did it.
Right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, very good. And then you have a request for grant funding for the Civilian Conservation Corps Monument.
Yes, I'm requesting bid to submit for a loan, or not a loan, a grant, which is 100% from the John J. and Ruth F. Cross Charitable Fund to purchase a bronze statue of a Civilian Conservation Corps worker to place as a monument at Fox River Park, because those folks did build the park, and I'd like to place something there in their memory. It is a $20,000 bronze life-size statue, and the Parks Department will install it and do the little landscaping ourselves.
Move to approve.
I believe it will be the first statue west of the eye.
There was a second. All right.
Let the record show that the last sentence, therefore, that should be B-B-E, not B-I.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
John, are you going to have some of the scouts help you with that planting? I think that would be a good...
Sure.
I think I have a troop for you that would be able to do that, children.
That'd be great.
All right, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes? Thank you.
All
right, number 14, who does the land? All right, very good.
I'm here. Al Brockmeyer, Land Information Office. I'm here to ask for a budget modification of $228. We have an aerial photo.
This doesn't go to the county board. I don't think this doesn't go to the county board. This.
It's not over the threshold?
No. Anything under 1,000.
The committee approved.
Yeah, that was a word of the idea that I added here.
I was told I had come.
Are you reporting this to us, or are you asking for our approval?
I guess I was asking for your approval.
Because the amount doesn't go to the county board.
The amount doesn't go to the county board, no.
Move to approve. Second.
All right, further discussion on this item? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the audit of the bills, I'm not... All right, we'll circulate this list of bills for your review. You understand that when you, if you do have questions about these as they are circulated, you know, you can have a question or... then let's go to the finance director's report, which is carried by you.
I just love being here.
Oh, I wouldn't, yeah. All right. Is that it?
And I love my job.
Oh, well done. All right, thank you.
That's good to know, Lori.
I love my job, too.
That was it?
That's the first one.
Just a bottom line.
Are you two a little shaky and you want some?
Do you need support from the committee?
All right. Sheriff Overtime Report, are you here to say something?
No, I was here for Joint Services.
Okay.
Were there any other
roles? Just to see me, because you haven't seen me for a
while. We'll just run through this rather quickly. Sheriff Overtime Report, you have. If there's some question, this would be the opportunity to raise it, or we'll move on.
What's that?
I say, under reports, if you have any inquiry about the Sheriff's Overtime Report, this would be a good time to raise it. All right, we'll move on to the general fund balance report, Lori.
That's not in here. The next one is the...
That was handed out tonight, the general fund balance? Yeah. If you have any questions, Al and Dave will be back.
All right. Are there any other reports here that are to be reviewed or reported on, Lori?
The treasurer's report, and you have that, and you have the registered deeds, right? Those are the ones right there.
All right. Any discussion, questions on any of those?
Move to adjourn.
Were there any questions? Just a moment. Are there any questions or further discussion on these items?
Not on those, but I just want to remind everyone that the IT department should be here next month to get a ready report on their projects that they are working on.
All right. Very good. Any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
I vote no.